We're done with that.
The song's finished, right?
What is it? System. System's great, isn't it? It's Matt, good. Studio's broken. Should we call him right now? He won't like that, will he? All right, let's do it then. Just approaching. Oh, I dropped my phone there. It's going well. It's going well today. 8:10. Today is just... It's a saga. It's a saga. I mean... That's not the opening bed! No!
Are you right, hun?
I've literally named them bed 1, bed 2, bed 3, and I can't even get that right. It's 8:10 on Wanted Radio. There it is. There she is.
Congratulations.
Welcome along, everyone. We got there eventually. Today's that Blue Monday, isn't it?
It is. I don't know. Despite the fact that I've been in a newsroom, I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, also, no one knows who you are.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome along. No one knows who I am.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, maybe.
You introduce all three of us because you're the presenter.
Oh, thanks for telling me. It's 8:10. I've done the time check 3 times and no names yet. It's Rob Wong live on air until 9:00. Florina Cormack-Lloyd on the news desk as always, doing a stunning job.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, you're right.
Very well, thanks.
How are you?
Better.
You've recovered fast.
It's a short, sharp illness, actually.
You had the thing, didn't you?
I had the thing.
Neurovirus.
The thing? Oh, that one.
And we were talking about it all last week, and we jinxed me come Wednesday.
Oh, yes, I remember. I was listening.
I got neurovirus mixed up with something else. You know how I was saying, you'll be fine, my flatmate had it, I didn't catch it.
Yeah, I was really confused when you were saying that.
Yeah,
I was thinking about a cold.
I got it mixed up with the other one. The other one that's fashionable nowadays.
Depression.
Not that. Not flu. Flu's on, isn't it, at the minute? Not the whooping cough.
Whooping cough.
Everyone loves that.
I've got no idea what
the other one. No, okay. He had that. He didn't have neurovirus. I wrongly prescribed you with my expert opinion. Also, we've got on work experience today, we've got Rudd here.
I nearly swore there.
That would have been great. 10 minutes into the show and you would have swore. Rudd's here. You are not a former member of Wandsworth Radio.
I was there from the kind of the beginning and then I kind of stopped doing it a bit.
You faded, didn't you?
You faded out.
But some of your most popular work includes production credit on Wandsworth Bake Off 2015 with Australian Bake Off judge Dan Leppard. Also, Bathsea Bandstand 2015 and 16.
Yeah,
okay. They were great OBs.
They were great OBs.
Outside broadcasts.
For those not in the know, not in the biz.
What other credits do you have to your name? What are the legendary Wandsworth Radio credits do you have?
I don't know, loads of Wandsworth Radios between January 20... When did we launch? 2015 and... we had our birthday two year
anniversary this weekend, wasn't it?
Yep.
We'll talk a bit about that, no doubt. So yeah, you're a bit of a kind of behind the scenes legend
that
here at Wandsworth Radio, notorious. So I'm sure it's very painful for you to watch me work my own desk.
It's fine.
And work my own life.
It's fine, man.
I mean,
bear in mind, after that beginning, I might have to just push you out of the chair at some point.
You can do it if you want. Fancy editing the podcast? I don't. Coming up, we're going to play some... Who's Molly? We'll talk all about that later on. Florina's looking confused, but... Who's Molly? When I hit play, it'll all come flooding back in a flurry of joy.
So this should be, has it aged well?
It's not that old. Also, has it aged well is dead in the water. Wandsworth Radio, 8:17. It's Rob Wong on air with Rudd and Florina as well. And today was this Blue Monday thing because it's some pseudoscience, probably.
Explain, please.
So it's the third Monday in the year, and it's psychologists have said it's to do with the amount of time from Christmas, the come down from Christmas, and the time until the weather improves. This is meant to be the deepest, darkest moment.
Oh, Lord.
It's not good. How was it for you, Rudd?
I mean, every day's a struggle, mate. No, it was all right. It was just a normal
Was it any darker than normal?
Oh, no, it doesn't usually get much darker than usual.
That's it. It's just it's a point, and then that's it. How about you, Florina?
Well, I got really wet on the way to work.
Did you?
So that was pretty dark.
Did you cycle in?
I did.
Love the commitment!
Well,
yes!
I didn't realise it was raining.
Yes. What?!
Well, because I don't open my curtain till the last minute. And then I just was on the front doorstep and it was raining.
Hammering.
That's a really good way to live life. I should do that more. Just don't...
Shut yourself off from the outside world.
Yeah, well, that, exactly. But just, I don't know if it's raining and I won't find out until I'm outside.
The true roulette. I like it.
Because I'm not going to get to work any other way, so it doesn't make a difference.
Same. I mean, I was the same. I was like, oh, God, it's chucking it down. I was like, what else can I do?
Yeah.
Just had to bear it. I don't know if you...
Did you cycle in as well?
I did. Oof. It wasn't pleasant. I don't know if you saw on my Snapchat the ingenious engineering that I'd come up with to dry my shoes.
I did not.
Did you not see this? So we have these hand dryers at work. I don't know whether I should be admitting to drying my shoes in the hand dryers, but wet shoes are the worst.
Isn't that meant to be... Doesn't it... like make them stink if you put a wet shoe under a hand dryer?
Not my shoes, they smell of roses. It's like me.
Your women's shoes.
No, I wasn't in
Rob
the women's
wears
shoes today.
Girls' shoes.
I do, they fit me better. Marginally cheaper as well. You should, if you're not following me on Snapchat, that's reason enough.
I am, I never check Snapchat stories, check Snapchats that people send me.
Hit me up, Radio Wong. I should have sent it to you directly. It was that good. Some ingenious engineering in drying my shoes.
What type of hand dryer are we talking? A Dyson, like...
Other brands are available.
Yeah. In the top, up and down, moving? Or just like a classic?
Never in the top, Florina.
Well, that would be more interesting as a Snapchat, putting your trainer in a dryer. Otherwise, it's just...
Right, I'm going to show it to you because I mean, this is great radio, but... Oh, it was incredible. Guys, if you've got Snapchat, follow me, Radio Wong. Have a quick look at me drying my shoes. I think it's the greatest. I mean, I've made a lot of videos in my time, but this is truly where it peaks. This is it. This, not that one. This is where it peaks. Look at that technique.
That is efficiency.
That is efficiency.
I don't understand it. Where's the hand dryer?
The hand dryer is the hole.
Ah,
there you go.
I see.
I'll tweet a pic. Is that worth? Yeah, that's okay. Isn't
probably
it?
Not. I mean, to
you
be honest, it wasn't really worth bringing up in the first place.
I like you because you've got the real talk, but I'm just not on it today at all. Got to work, forgot my lunch, which is great, and the most incredible move that I did today. Truly the greatest thing I've ever done. Cycled to work in the rain, so I thought I'll wear contact lenses because rain and glasses don't go well. Got to work and took my contact lenses out with just complete blind faith that I'd remembered. Forgot my lunch. I definitely remembered my glasses. Took my contact lenses out, put them in the bin, checked the bag. No glasses.
Did you do? Were you just blind for the rest of the day?
Just dragged my monitor right up to my face and just worked like this the whole day. Hiya! Just literally nose to Excel. No one questioned it. Just didn't recognise anyone throughout the whole day until they were literally like...
Just every time you see it cross someone in the hallway, go, hey, someone has it. Yeah, good.
Before I threw my contact lenses away, I said hello to someone that looks like my line manager as well. Except I started the hello and committed it, realised it wasn't him, just walked up to a stranger and just went, ah. That was the start of my day. That was the very first thing I did in the work.
Someone was walking through work and suddenly someone just walked up to them, mildly perturbed by their presence.
Literally just walked straight up to a stranger and said, ah. And I just walked off, didn't say anything. So today was great.
Really you haven't good. Listed a lot of accomplishments. There's always accomplishments in a day, Rob.
Survived.
Yeah. You're here.
That'll
that
do me. That'll do me. To the top of the world. Top of the world.
Why are you doing that?
What?
That noise.
What noise? What are you on about?
Blue Monday's nearly over now.
I'll, hello. Hang on, where is that? Wait, bear with me. Bear with me.
Have we had South London Grammar explained to us yet?
Not yet, no. You've missed literally nothing. I'm going to redo the end of that link, and I'm going to feign some enthusiasm. Just bear with me. And that was some feel-good music on Wandsworth Radio from the brilliant South London band, Who's Molly? It's 25 to 9. Was that good?
Much better.
They were at the World AIDS Day cabaret thing that Wandsworth Radio did a couple of...
Red Ribbon Cabaret.
They're very good. They did a good performance.
With Paul Ross.
With Paul Ross.
On the MC. Compelling. MC Paul Ross
wearing a completely white suit, like
gangster,
like a proper yeah
white tie as well.
Yeah, white sick. Tie, white suit, white tie, like completely white.
Dangerous around red wine or Ribena. Don't
or
want
beetroot.
Don't sit on a blueberry while wearing that. It's my
Let's
advice.
Play a new radio feature called List Some Food That Stains Clothes.
Can we get one of those white suits and chuck red wine on it and then chuck white wine on it and see what happens?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
It's my next
radio feature.
My next
Jeremy
video
Vine's going to be doing that like in a couple of weeks.
Next time Jason approaches me for a Wandsworth Radio video concept, I'm going to scrap the traditional rubbish that I've done already. Yeah. And I'm going to go concept video, white wine, white suit. It's going to do great. Speaking of Wandsworth Radio videos and Who's Molly with Top of the World.
Nicely segued there, mate.
I did a video to that song to celebrate Wandsworth Radio being on air for 2 years. Can you believe
years.
It? I can't get over this idea that basically like Jason, Keith, Matt, some of the other day oneers, like the real day oneers, was sat in a room one day and had this thought. Like, it was just a thought. And then 2 years later, it's a broadcasting, like, functioning radio station.
Mm. Like,
that,
amazing. Like,
that
it
concept
amazing.
Just, like... It was something that was in their mind 2 years ago.
Also 2 years ago... Well, it wasn't... Because we launched on the 12th, and then on the 14th, I walked into the door and met Jason, and then started doing radio properly, which was...
Are you not a day one-er, including
no,
in terms
I
of broadcasters?
No, 2 days after
I was there day one, being interviewed by Asia V in...
Yes. There's a photo. Oh, no, there's no more
Yeah,
photo.
That's in the other room, in the office. In Habaneros, RIP.
Oh, rip.
Did you ever go Habaneros, Florina?
No, what is it?
I nearly called you by the wrong name then. I really need some sleep.
What were you going to say?
Habaneros was...
I've got a friend called Karina, who I know.
Oh, that's close enough.
Yeah, and I saw her a few hours ago, so...
They rhyme. You could write a song about the two of them.
Now there's a challenge! I don't think
there's
you'd get on.
Feature.
Why?
You're just quite different.
In
some
attract,
ways.
Mate.
Yeah, maybe. I'll introduce
maybe
you.
Maybe bring her along next week.
I don't know about that.
you're not like selling her very well.
She's great. She's the best. Anyway, Habaneros.
Yeah. Habaneros was this cafe that is now. Is it the Pelican or the Dolphin?
I've not been out of protest.
It's a new. It used to be not scummy, but like. But, like, quite a kind of dirty...
It sounds like a Mexican or something.
No, it was like a Spanish place. But it was essentially just... It was a bar that just did pub food just down the road from us. And they gave us, like, discount. But basically, the guy who ran it was a guy called Ozzy, who's kind of a big kind of Mediterranean dude. And he would... the discount was 10%. But he'd never actually do it. He'd just kind of work out and just go... £23. You'll give me £10. It'll be fine. It's like...
It was very, very mates rate. So we were... A little privileged there.
Yeah.
I had my first ever Baileys there. Never had Baileys before.
Have you ever drunk Baileys from a shoe?
No. Don't think I will be. Had Baileys in tea the other day as well. It was delicious.
Interesting. Mm, how
it,
was that?
Have it instead of milk. It's good. A little tipple.
Is that Irish?
Yeah, it's more you put in coffee, not tea.
Whiskey is Irish, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, Bailey's putting coffee, not a tea. That's
no, I don't like coffee, though. I don't like coffee.
Surely, I would imagine Bailey's and tea would be quite nice.
Because it's just like milk and sugar, really, isn't it? It just tastes like milk and sugar, yeah, which is what you with put a kick. Into. Yeah. Should we try it next week on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got loads of things. Karina, Bailey and tea.
Mate, this show hasn't been a radio show. This has been a live production meeting for all of Wandsworth to enjoy.
Anyway, the Wandsworth Radio video...
We were talking
about 3 hours ago. There's a little video that's been put together. It's a compilation of some of the volunteers and also some of the great landmarks that we've got in Wandsworth and some of the beautiful scenery. And you can watch it on the Wandsworth Radio Facebook page, as 4,300 people have seen it already. So
Congrats, man.
Get in line. How? There's not even that many likes on the page. Who are you?
People share the video, and then people who are friends with those people...
Sorry, I hiccuped.
Okay, no, I was just... I started my sentence like in the middle of when I was about to hiccup.
So if you want to watch it and loop it a few times, that'd be great. Head over to Wandsworth Radio on Facebook and just watch the video. It's pretty good. Who's Molly? Top of the World is the soundtrack, so... one more reason to go and watch it. Let's do South London Soul.
Oh my god!
That's how uncatchy it is that you can't remember the name of your own feature.
South London Soul is a show on Wandsworth Radio.
I was going to say, is it still a show?
Saturdays from 8. I believe so, with DJ Simon Burnett.
Oh yes, he's brilliant.
Good evening, everyone. It's DJ Simon Burnett here with South London Soul. That guy. That was really good. Big up to Simon. Great show. Obviously lodged in my mind when I'm trying to talk about my own features. South London Grammar. It's a song where it's a game where I play a song and we try and spot the grammar errors in the lyrics.
Okay.
I thought I would try and encourage active listening and get people involved in the show, and it's a little bit of learning. You know, kind of public service. No one likes it.
Well, I mean, there's nothing.
Not one person. Even I was planning it yesterday and being like, oh, crap, actually, isn't it?
There's nothing that gets people going quite like marking a test.
Exactly. I thought people love grammar on the internet.
Mate, I'm sure it'll be fun and great. Let's give it a go.
I think I'm going to bring back Has It Aged Well next week.
And is it just going to be this feature? Has it aged well?
So, I mean, this song is riddled with grammatical errors. So if you want to highlight them and tweet them.
Also, can I just say, I seen Myriad, you've got a London Grammar song. I thought that was part of the feature.
I was going to play that, but I've binned it.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for sharing. So here it is. This week's South London Grammar. The second and probably last is Drake, really good with the grammar, and Crew Love. So get the lyrics up or just listen and note down all the errors. It is riddled. Right, pens down. Down tools. I'm gonna mark you. That was Drake with Crew Love on Wandsworth Radio. And it's time to mark the grammatical errors. In the studio. No one played. At home. No one played. Me. I played because it's my feature. I'm binning it. Short-lived. Like a bright star.
I hate to say it, but I think it's a good shout.
Tossing it.
I mean, I can see immediately that he rhymed C4 with C4. So
not,
I think that's...
Not an error, though.
It's not a grammatical error. It's just lazy songwriting.
Because we're blowing like a C4. Got my whole crew blowing like a
C4.
Where are we? Here we go. Here's the first one. It's four lines in. Did you spot it? Anyone? Please. Someone play my game. It was. I'm going to load it up again so we can just listen to the start. Right, so here it was. It's a lot of... Drake. Having a great time, Florina. Listen, yeah, listen. Whoa, listen. Ooh. Nailed it. It's a good song, actually, isn't it? This would have been good for Has It Aged Well. This would have actually worked.
When's
it?
How roll old is two it? Into one.
It has aged well.
It has done. Aged well, yeah.
Has London Grammar aged well?
Taking notes of my keyboard. Fine. What you bothering me for? Fine. Naughty word, but here. Fine. What you following me for? There it was.
What are you following me for?
Well done to everyone who spotted that and all the other errors. I'm not going to go through them all because everyone's bored.
I get the feeling that I see where you're going for with it. Like it's kind of like communism. In as much as I can, in theory, this would be a really good feature, but it's just in practice, it was maybe not the dream.
What if we all listen to the same song and mark the same grammatical errors at the same rate?
We made the fatal mistake there of just chatting while the song was on instead of listening to it.
So there you go. That was this week's South London Grammar big reveal that I'm sure you were on the edge of your seats for. What are you following me for?
Talking of following, what's your Twitter handle, Rob?
Radio Wong, where I discussed the time I threw an axe.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
I had a surprise birthday party last week. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was last Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah. Organised by my dear friend and flatmate Chris.
Also co-host
of Friday Night Larks.
I still have to stop myself saying Saturday Night Larks.
I know. Move on, mate.
Move on.
Dead meme. So he basically told me to be at a tube station it was Whitechapel. At a certain time on a day, and that's it. I didn't know anything else. I didn't know who was going to be there, if it was just me and him. I thought it was going to be... I'm going to be honest. I thought it was laser tag, and I was hyped. I was like, I'm so up for laser tag.
There was a laser tag. The place that we went to had laser tag.
Right, when are we going back?
Mate, did you see it? I looked around, and there was loads of dope stuff there.
Yeah, they had, like five-a-side football and all
sorts.
Wait,
so what did you do?
Into the microphone, hon.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Throw axes.
So, I met everyone at this tube station in a cafe. It was like an apprentice-style kind of cafe.
Yeah.
And it was Emma Finley, who does the Artist Appreciation Hour on a Sunday here on Wands with Radio. Alex Mera, who does the news on Friday nights for Friday Night Larks, sat in a cafe. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? And they were all wearing checkered shirts. I was like, right. And then Ida turned up, who does Wandsworth Tonight on a Friday. And then you turned up.
Mm-hmm.
And then our housemate Lucy turned up, who doesn't have a show.
Lucy was there. I was the last one.
Oh, yeah, you were the last one.
Not that it matters. But...
And then I was given a checkered shirt and told to just follow them all in checkered shirts. I was like, gosh, what's going on? Followed them. And Chris was like, do you have any idea what we're doing? I was like, no idea at all. Yeah, laser quest, definitely laser quest. And then I was told to close my eyes and walk through a gate. And then I had my head pointed up and they said, open your eyes. And I was like, it was a massive warehouse. I was like, what's going on? And then I saw a sign that said axe throwing.
Is this like your dream or something?
Never even knew it existed.
Just super sick.
Never even knew it existed. But Chris was like, because basically, I don't really do birthdays. I don't, organise drinks or... Mm. Just don't bother. Just bored.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
So Chris was obviously like, Rob doesn't want to do something boring. let's just find the most out there thing possible.
Fun. So, wait, so is it like archery?
Yeah.
But you're throwing an axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So oh, cool. We went to, do you remember the name of the...
Whistlepunks.
Whistlepunks, axe throwing. And it was so weird. I think it was because I was taken off guard. It was like, oh, by the way, yeah, you're about to throw an axe. I was like, what?
It was, because it was seven of us and then three other couples.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were like seventh wheeling.
Yeah. Well, no, basically, there was one couple there where both of them obviously did it, like, on a regular basis.
Yeah, they were good.
And there was one couple where they were both a very attractive couple. The dude was like a big, muscly dude. And
I thought he was like a hench version of... what's the guy in 500 Days of Summer?
Absolutely. I've never seen that movie.
I know the one you mean. With the brown hair.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What? No. Not that it matters.
Is that not
what
you were thinking of?
I didn't know his name. Okay, didn't think about.
But anyway.
Anyway, he was like getting his butt whooped by his girlfriend in axe throwing. Like, he couldn't land a single axe.
He was
and his
so
girlfriend
hench.
Was just going... Oh, look, I got one. And you could tell he was like, oh, great. But he was actually quite annoyed, and you could tell.
A bit competitive. But it was a great experience. And if you're looking for a kind of alternative way to celebrate an event, or just like, I imagine it'd be a good work team building activity.
Yeah, not even just after work. Like,
yeah.
If I worked closer to Whitechapel, I'd like just go do that after work on a Friday or something.
Axe throw and chill.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. Like, I never thought that was something that I would ever do. It was hard.
I'd like to give the casual reminder that I came second in our little tournament of 13.
You did. Well done. You made it to the semis. But I found it really difficult. I struggled. I didn't do very well in the kind of scoring. But enjoyed it. Good experience. So I would recommend if anyone wants to try it. That's it for today.
We've done a radio show.
I'm going to go to bed, I think. Thanks for listening. We're back next Monday from 8 o'clock where... we'll have a new feature, or has it aged well? Florina looks very pleased. Even Darius just tweeted in saying, I like your grammar, Rob, but I'm not feeling it. Listen back to this show on Mixcloud or search Rob Wong in iTunes to get the podcast. I'm going to leave you with Ed Sheeran and Shape of You for Florina Cormack-Lloyd. Thanks for listening, folks.
You.
Have a really good week. Wandsworth Radio.